happened, Chucky? And then it made scary noises and took a big breath and exploded all over the bathroom.
Chucky. Just because you put a broke airplane in it?
Uh-huh. Why do you want to put an airplane in a potty, anyhow?
Well, it was broke, and I didn't want to go my whole life without putting a plane in a potty.
If my electric plunger can't fix it, nothing can.
Now it's all mad at me.
Sure sounds that way.
It's such an old toilet. It's time we trade it up.
Well, I suppose. But it's like losing a member of the family.
Why are the dummies putting your potty in the car?
Maybe they're taking it to a fix things place.
I didn't mean to broke it. Tell that to the potty.
Okay, kids. Let's all get in the van for a little ride.
Sorry, Potty. It don't look fun to be broke.
Does it miss the bathtub and sink?
And the peoples that come to visit it?
I said I was sorry.
Could we talk about something besides the potty? I don't even like looking at it. That is one big potty.
And there over there is where we drop off the little squirmers. And if they get fussy, be sure and
engage
us.
Oh, don't you worry. Kids love our edutainment cubicle.
If this is funny, I'm not laughing.
Hey, guys, look it!
I've never seen nothing like that before.
Follow me!
It's like my daddy! Come on, let's see what other stuff's in here. Broke stuff.
Special on train, aisle 12.
That one isn't broke. It makes a man talk.
What's all those potties doing? They don't look so broke, Jay.
They all look alike. Like Phil and Lilla's famous potties.
Like a parade.
Only these potties.
Chucky, when is the potty you broke to tell those potties what you did?
To hide this way. Hey, what's this?
This knows where we are
and where we live.
Why an airplane? Why not a sock?
It was just an accident. Not really.
Everybody? Is it me, or is that wall closing?
Treats on a car trip.
Me too.
Why don't
we
go poopity all together?
Yeah, easy does it. Come on back. Come on. That's it. Okay.
Maybe you should go back to diapers. Oh, I wish. I just got to find my daddy.
But how? This place is gigantic.
Last time I saw the grown-ups, it was over by the big monkey.
There's no way we can get over there without getting squished.
Oh, yes, we can, Chucky.
You'll toss you right out the window.
Maybe my daddy's in there. This one's the brokiest of all.
Don't
come at us, unless it's just their nappy time.
Kimmy's right. They're just sort of standing there.
Maybe they want something.
For me?
What?
Well, not an airplane.
Philip, just saying.
Chucky, you know Potty's better than any of us. What do they want?
Toby. There's only one thing a potty ever wants. And I guess I'm the only one here who can give it to him.
Please report immediately to the plumbing section.
Oh, I can't imagine. They never get out at home.
What kind of place are you running?
You know, I'm not sure babies belong around power tools.
Look, the potties are getting tied up. They can't follow us around no more.
Your poppy, too.
They feel funny about trading in, Old Faithful.
Come on. The Synchro Flush 2000 is the latest in toilet technology.
She purrs like a kitten.
I think your daddy got to do a new potty.
I guess your old one is just too broke.
But it's the only potty I ever known. Things weren't always perfect, but it was my potty.
Hey, Chucky!
Kimmy, I think he needs to be alone.
Bye, Potty. I'll miss ya. You can keep the airplane. It's broke, but it's the fun. Chucky, your new potty looks good. It'll be okay, I guess. I just don't want no problems. Okay, now listen up. If you're coming to my house, here's what I'm gonna do for you, and what you're gonna do for me.
Make 50 copies. We need immediate turnover.
Hi, Angelica.
You've reached Mr. John Emergency Plumbing Service. For regular emergencies, press 1. For dire emergencies, press 2. For super-duper extreme emergencies that require immediate and dramatic action, press 3.
Angelica, dear, wash up for dinner.
Oh, no! Oh, I've got to remember to call London.
Guess what, Mommy? Me and Cynthia were playing and... we did cartwheels in the grass and...
That's nice, dear.
Angelica, please pass the cell phone.
What?
I said, please pass the celery.
Oh!
So today, told me that we were merging with... as early as...
Really? That's...
Angelica, that battery's always coming off. It's not broken.
Good, because it's not like I was using it or nothing.
Please remain in your homes. Stage 9 toilet emergency in progress. We came the minute we got your call, ma'am.
Call? What call?
Finish my automatic shoe shining machine by the end of the day, Footsoot Incorporated will never buy it.
Don't worry, there won't be any interruptions.
Good afternoon, Uncle Stu. Know what time it is.
My mommy watches her watch a lot.
Good. Then you know. It's 17:50 o'clock. Time for you to get me a cookie, Tommy.
I don't see a cookie, Angelica.
Listen, you babies gotta do what the watch says, or...
Or
I'm gonna put you in timeout!
Okay, Angelica, no timeout. I'll get you a cookie just like the watch says.
That's more like it. Cynthia watch. It's 47:00. Time for Chucky to give me the ball. Oh, look at the time. 11:22. You know what that means.
I waited more time to get Angelica to tell us the new stuff.
Cynthia watch says it's time for Lil to get me some candy.
Maybe now it's time for us to stop.
Well, I do got to go to the bathroom.
We got to do something to stop her.
Angelica, wait! I don't got time to talk. I got lots of orders to give before I go home.
Angelica, we got something to say.
Yeah? Well, spit it out!
Angelica, we don't like doing all your stuffs and being bossy around all the time.
Well, too bad, because as long as I got my... Ah! It's gone!
It is?
It is! That's really too bad. But I'm gonna find it, and when it's back on my arm, you babies are gonna get back to work!
Speed. This is awful. We're running out of time.
Why are we running out of time?
Maybe because Angelica's watch is lost it.
Yeah, and if her watch is lost it, it's never going to be time for her to go home.
We'll have to live with Angelica forever.
Angelica's watch is lost it. In the most safest place ever.
That's great, Kimmy. Where is it?
In the... Oh, boy, I forgot where I hided it.
We got to look everywhere Kimmy went so we could find that watch.
The way this day is going, the kids might not get their snack time.
No snack time? That's worse than Angelica never going home.
I need my juice, Philip.
Come on, we got to look harder.
Exactly. Think like everybody else.
If Kimmy don't think like us, then we got to think like Kimmy to find that watch.
My turn to think like you, Kimby. Come on.
We've got no time for fun.
No time for fun? Ever again? I like snack time. I like lots of times.
Can't give up.
look like Kimmy. Chucky, you're our last chance. Oh, no. I can't do it, Tommy. Just because she's my sister, don't mean I know her bestest secret is hiding places. I know. If I was Kimmy, I'd hide the watch right here.
You did it, Chucky.
You think it's more like me than me. My beautiful Cynthia watch has come back to me.
Futsa called and canceled the order. Now I've got plenty of time.
Great.
Get ready for snack time.
Yay!
Yay!
Yay, snacks!
Oh. We did it! We got our time back!
Snack!
Whoa! You babies gotta do what I say while I still got time.
So, after your little snack,
you gotta brush my hair, hitch me in the wagon, give me toys.
Guess we got the bestest of times.
And the worstest of times.
Pip-Boy's looking for a job.
The search continues. This week, I'm at an amusement park.
Step right up and see Pip-Boy in the flesh.
Games.
Be the frog.
Rides.
This is a one-way street, 11. How's my hair look from up there?
Pink fluffy things.
There it is. That's a good one.
You name it, I'm doing it. Awesomely, might I add.
Pip-Boy's awesome summer job search, Friday at 1 o'clock, only on Nick.
How's that?
Next on Nick, Rugrats.